Before I went to Liberia, Kathy asked me, "Rob, what are you going to do for Pastor Wesley while you're there?" I said, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do for Pastor Wesley. I'm going to talk to Christians about tithing."
Listen to the word of God.
"Return to me and I will return to you," says the Lord of hosts. But you say, "In what way shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me." But you say, "In what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. See if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it." The lines for me have fallen in pleasant places. Your voice to me has called me down this road. Yes, the signs that I have wandered over time and time again, they still reveal the path that you've chosen. Remember this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Oh, come on, preach it, St. Gregory Lee. The doors you've closed have kept us from different places. Go down this road, we love to hear those words. Yes, the floodgates of heaven have anointed us today. You still reveal the word that lights our way. Just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you excel in this grace of giving. We live each day to hear you say, "Well done."